That was just about a year ago as Frank Winters introduced Brett Favre into the Packers Hall of Fame in 2015. And Frank is joining us today here on The Fan. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Not too bad. Not too bad last year.
No, it was pretty interesting, and it was a great time to be up there and have that great honor of introducing him to the Packer Hall of Fame.
What was it like, Frank, when he asked you to do that?
Well, it was a great honor, you know, especially for a guy of his caliber and stature of the player that he was, to have that opportunity was great. I'm sure there were a lot of qualified people to do that, and it was special to have that option to do that, to introduce him to the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
Well, Frank, you talked about it there, your first meeting with Brett Favre, and how did then the friendship develop? I guess, did it start on the football field and carry over from there, or was it reverse of that? How did it go?
No, it's just a friendship that, you know, it's a friendship like many others that I've had the opportunity to continue throughout my career, and to also have a friendship with these guys after the game, after we've moved on and done different things with different careers following our NFL career. But it was, you know, it's still a great honor to, you know, consider him a good friend. And, you know, especially this weekend, we're going to be back there in Cannes to have the opportunity to see him enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which will be, I'm sure, very exciting, special to him and his family.
Well, Frank, as his center for, 11 years, nobody was probably closer to Brett Favre than you. You know, and we see a lot of these clips, I guess, of Brett kind of joking around in the huddle, maybe joking around on the sidelines with Mike Holmgren about ice in his mustache and all that stuff. In a roundabout way, was that Brett's way of kind of calming everybody down and just saying, hey, relax, everybody, I've got this?
Yeah, I think that's what it basically was. It was the nature that he played the game. He had fun. He enjoyed what he did. You know, he tried to put everybody at ease around him and, you know, try to put the pressure on himself to perform and to make everybody just relax and play better and kind of make fun of the moment you were in. And, you know, he had that unique ability, or you maybe knack, whatever you want to call it, to calm the players down around him and focus on what they had to get done and, you know, not worry about the plays that were in the past or what could happen in the future. So, you know, he would just put everybody in the moment, and he had that, like I said, great ability to make everybody play to their best potential.
On a more serious note, without his joking around and stuff, I would imagine that he had command of the huddle, command of the locker room, command of the team, and that, you know, when Brett spoke, you know, you know it meant business, and he had everybody's full attention.
Yeah, I mean, you know, usually the quarterback, you know, he demands that attention, especially in the huddle. You know, he's the guy that calls the play. He's the guy that's got to know the formations, the personnel, the blocking assignments, and the routes, and who's going to do what. So he's the guy that, you know, controlled that huddle and controlled the offense. And, you know, he was a guy who knew the game of football very well. And, you know, he was very fortunate to play in the same system for so many years because, you know, he didn't have to worry about adapting to different terminologies for different play call and stuff like that. So, you know, he knew it well, and, you know, he commanded that, you know, he commanded that presence in the locker room and in the huddle. And he was just a unique player to have that capability of, you know, being a special player.
Visiting with Frank Winters, former Packers center, of course, spent his entire career, not his entire career, but a good portion of his, yeah, it was your entire career, wasn't it, with Brett Favre. Let's talk about Super Bowl 31, Frank, and that same kind of mentality. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure going into that game, or did you feel the pressure? What was the confidence level going into that game as you guys as a team? Did Brett help to instill that in you?
Well, I mean, it was just, you know, at that time, you know, we've had a period, you know, the previous years where we had a tough time of getting to the next level, losing in the NFC Championship games. And that year we just felt it was special that we had the opportunity to play up, you know, the NFC Championship game in Green Bay. And, you know, we had a lot of confidence going into that game. And, you know, things went well. We clicked well. We played well. And offense played well. Defense played well. And special teams played great. And, but on the flip side of that, you know, the following year, things didn't work out so good, you know. So it's, you got to play in the moment you know you're there in, and it was a great opportunity. We had some great times as a team, but you know, you go through the highs and lows. You know, you win some good games and then you lose some games you thought you should have won. So It was a special feeling for a lot of guys who played for a long time that had that opportunity to play that game and win it.
Do you feel like, and I've heard a number of guys, we've talked with some other players, some teammates of yours from that era, that felt like you should have won more. I guess you could easily look back and say that, but do you feel like you should have maybe won another championship, maybe a couple?
Well, you always feel that way, you know, on any given Sunday, you got to be ready to play, and if you're not ready to play, anybody could beat you, and that league is very competitive. You know, you can never take nothing for granted, especially when you're playing the Super Bowl because you're playing the best teams from both conferences.
Sure.
And, you know, you always feel you could have won more, but, you know, it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. So you have to go out there and battle every Sunday, and to go out there and win them, you have to win them and not just talk about it.
Talking with Frank Winters, he is a center for Brett Favre from 1992 to 2002 here in Green Bay. Frank, let me ask you this, and we've asked everybody that we've talked to, was there a particular moment that you saw Brett or a play that Brett made that you go, this guy's got the it factor, this guy's it, he could possibly take us to the promised land?
Well, nothing really stands out in particular. I mean, you could tell from day one when he came up there, he was very competitive. I don't think he was very, when he first got that on, you could tell he wasn't going to be on the bench for a long time. He knew he was going to be out there competing and trying to play and help the team win. But he was just that unique person who had that ability to make things happen. And, you know, he showed it throughout his, 20-year career. And, I mean, when you see the first game you watch him play against Cincinnati and what he did at the end of the game to win was probably instilled in everybody's mind that, hey, there's something special here. And, a good young talent with a lot of promise in his future. And, he delivered on that.
Frank Winters joining us. Frank, you played 231 career games, 156 of them with the Green Bay Packers. You only missed a handful of games in your Packers career. And Brett, of course, was there for every one of them. Can you speak to the toughness that he displayed throughout his career and his ability to play in so many games in a row?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's special. That's something. That's a record I don't think would ever be broken, especially in today's game.
Yeah, there's no way.
With the concussion protocol and guys being injured and stuff like that, it's something that I'm sure he cherishes the most. Go out there and show that he was not only a great player, but he had the ability to go out there and play injured and play at a high level. And it's something that was they'll probably will never be matched again. And especially in today's game, like I said earlier, but he was just a guy who had a mental toughness about him that would not let him miss a game. And he worked hard during the week when he was injured to prepare mentally and take mental snaps and get treatment and get better for the week at the weekend games on Sunday.
All right, Frank, you guys were great friends. Obviously, you gave the speech when Brett went into the Hall of Fame, the Packer Hall of Fame last year. He gave the induction speech for you back in 08 when you went into the Packers Hall of Fame. Your friendship is legendary in this neck of the woods. Now, let's lighten this up a little bit. You guys, apparently, there's some great stories about you guys going out and painting the town red back in your youthful days. You got any good stories that you can share about you guys running around Green Bay, having some fun?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we didn't paint the town red. I mean, we went out there, we had our fun. We were young guys. We were in a great city with some great people, and we had a lot of great times with a lot of great teammates. The one thing great about Green Bay is that you had the opportunity to spend a lot of times with your teammates, whereas such as other cities, after work was done, everybody would go their own different direction. But in Green Bay, we had the opportunity to play with some great guys. We did a lot of things together amongst our groups, and we did our O-line dinners on Thursday night, and the D-line did theirs and stuff like that. So we had our share of fun. We had the opportunity to play a lot of golf and travel throughout the state of Wisconsin. And he was a big hunter. We go to different parts and stuff of the state, but we didn't do anything more unusual than most of the other players. We just we enjoyed it. We enjoyed each other's company, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
What's it like being in the fishbowl here in Green Bay? You go out into town, everybody recognizes you right away. Everybody recognizes you. You were a very popular figure here in Green Bay. Obviously, it's Brett Favre. Did you guys ever have to pay for a beer when you were out?
Well, yeah, you have to pay for your beer. I mean, you know, sometimes people buy you beers and, you know, they get to know the bar owners and stuff, but they were very, very generous and stuff like that. But, you know, I would probably say you'd pay for less beers in Green Bay than you do for any other city when you travel. But, no, it was the people were great. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. You know, we still enjoy it today. We have an opportunity to come back every year and do the alumni weekend and come back and hang out with a bunch of guys and have a great time. And it's just good to get back there.